Here we are again. Thank God. What can I do for you?
Coach Andre Williams got to play more towards the end of the season. Where does he excel, and what role has he carved out for himself?
Well, we've actually used him in all capacities. He's an outstanding runner, so first and second down back for sure. But he's done a good job of learning protections, and therefore he's, and he caught the ball much better than anybody gave him any credit for. So hopefully he's, rounding into a guy that can be used in any and all situations. Well, it is what it is, as they say, So you're aware of everything. The NFL policies have changed, got more rigid, more strict, and you're just trying to be sure that there's a great awareness on the part of the people that you entertain thoughts about bringing into your program, and you're advised that make sure when you're in a place like this that the conduct policy is understood by the players, and that's the way it should be. So. Has it changed? It changes with the times. We're a microcosm of society. We have our problems just like everybody else, and hopefully we're going to be able to help educate our people to understand what is not acceptable is a better way to say it. So there have been changes for sure.
One of the big decisions you guys are facing is Jason Garrett. Any decision been made on the franchise tag with him, and are you convinced that he will be back with you guys?
Well, we are convinced that we want him back, without a doubt, and there's been a lot of different discussions, and hopefully he's going to remain a Giant.
Coach, are you guys trying to get something long-term with him? Is that the goal right now?
Well, the goal is for him to be a Giant and play as a Giant forever and retire as a Giant, but how that works out is another issue.
Coach, with Victor Cruz coming back and
No, and we haven't either. So, that's the. But I mean, two very, very talented individuals, two guys that have been extremely productive. Obviously, the more weapons you have, the better the opportunity are. And the only thing any of these guys are interested in is winning. And that's all we talk about. So the complementing each other, complementing our team, helping our team win, that's what it's all about. He's worked very, very hard. He looks good. He's, it's a very regimented rehabilitation program. He's done a good job with it. He's where he should be. But I think very shortly he's going to start running. I don't know that he's a different coach at all. I think he's a very personable young man. He's very sincere. He's very interested in the people that he works with, the players, the coaches. He is sincere about that. He has had the benefit of being in a couple of different programs now. He has run as a head coach a football team in St. Louis, as you know. He's been with New Orleans. He's been with Baltimore. His last stop with John Harbaugh was a very good one, very great experience for Steve. Widened his knowledge, his capacity, the broadening of his own thoughts in terms of how he would defend. So he has definitely been really learned from his experiences, and that's going to benefit our football team.
On the base level, though, is it going to be the same as where it was?
I wouldn't be that simple. It'll be more sophisticated. There'll be more to it. But there are areas on our football team defensively, situationally, that have got to improve. And I don't know, if to the naked eye whether you'll see a whole lot of difference in that regard, but I'm hoping the production will be a lot different.
Table 3, Northern Illinois wide receiver Jerron Brown, table 3.
What's that now?
You had the extension around this time last year. Do you have any sort of
I think that part of it is underway. Hopefully shortly you'll have some information about that.
Do you have a preferred position for someone like Weston? Do you have
He's a center. He'll have every opportunity to compete.
Coach, the evaluation on Larry Donnell off this season and how he fits in moving forward?
He's been very, very productive in one area. I think he's learned an awful lot about what it is to play in this league over an extended period of time, the entire season, the ups and the downs. I think he realizes he physically has to do a better job of preparing himself. We'd like him to be a little bit better blocker. He's had huge games as a receiver and does complement a lot of what we're doing and continues to improve and get better in that regard.
Tom, you said hopefully shortly that might be new news. There was some talk about it. Coaching out the last year of the deal, does that mean that you are negotiating?
I'm not going to say anything about that. As I said, in a short amount of time, you'll discover what's going on. I don't think it's any big mystery. You don't have to be all overly concerned about anything secretive. There's nothing to it, really.
Is that something that you need, to move forward here, like to have that security for the other
year? Security? Thank you very much. There's 32 guys that coach 1 year at a time, and that's the way it is. Now, I don't care how many years you got on your contract.
But it would be financial security. How important is that to you moving forward?
Well, the important thing is to be the head coach of the Giants, and everything else will take care of itself.
Tom, if I'm asking you to go back, during this year's Super Bowl, Jermaine Pearse's catch brought back a lot of painful memories. Patriots fans, did it rekindle fonder memories for you?
42 it did. I thought it related to 42, not to 46. I thought the play at 46 was one of the finest, you know, precision-executed plays you'll ever see. I mean, the pass, the catch, the whole business. So there was nothing out of the ordinary about the execution of that particular play at this level. The two comparable plays are 49 and 42.
Tommy, your memories kind of first you combined.
There's an awful lot that's changed from the very first ones that I can remember attending. I can remember being in New Orleans with, you know, a registry of all the position players that you had to look at, and there was literally a film bank there is what we utilized at first. But in coming here, it's gotten better every year, and certainly the ability to be more efficient is trying to be done as well. So there's an awful lot of things that have to be accomplished in a very short amount of time. Let's put it that way.
Tom, last time we talked to you talked about the defense having to analyze where everything was. What did it come down to for you, or why you decided to make that change? Because obviously you made that change. What was it with Perry?
That remains. That's going to remain my thoughts and why. I just thought change was necessary.
And it's Steve's best.
You're always trying to be better, and we certainly do believe that that would be a great addition, along with some other things as well.
You have Robert Ayers, obviously, from Montreal. Is there, do you have some potential already on the roster?
Oh, I think so, yeah. But, I mean, we'd like to add to that potential as well.
Where is that on their priorities? So did bring back him for what he brings, maybe even aside from the fact that what he does as a player?
He's an outstanding young man, and really, to be honest with you, I've never come across a player that was more interested in his team and trying to help his team be better any way he could. I think countless Tuesdays, Antrell was in my office with, you know, how can we get better? What can we do to get better? Just thoughts going back and forth between coach player in terms of how our team could improve. I don't think I've ever been involved with a player that wasn't more sincerely interested in how his team could improve. And I admired that very much in him as a young man, as a leader. And certainly we would like him. It's been stated. You don't need me to state it again. We'd like him to come back. Obviously, we do have financial restrictions involved.
Coach, your evaluation on the development of Ryan Austin?
Ryan has gotten better. If you studied our preseason, there was no doubt that he did improve. I see him continuing to improve. He's a guy that works very, very hard. Below the surface, behind the scenes, he's in the weight room all the time, pretty much 4 or 5 days a week. He studies on his own. He's very, very serious about being an outstanding football player, and he's willing to pay the price to do it.
Do you believe he can be a star?
I do.
How did you see Ben McAdoo kind of grow into the role as the season went along, but then the players in the offense kind of growing along with him?
Well, I think anytime you're cast into that role for the first time, there's obvious learning experiences that you go through. But but the offense, let's talk about the offense. I thought, you know, from the second half of the season on, I thought we got better. And of course, the last couple of ball games, we had some pretty good numbers. And I think that therein gives us real hope for the future.
Where were you last year at this point with Odell? Like, what did you know about him at this point coming into the combine? Did this just solidify? Did you sort of learn more about him here?
Well, you learn a lot more about people here. For me, it's the first opportunity to sit and talk with the player. So you learn from that as well. But it's a process. It's ongoing. And this is a big part of it.
How much did you know about him?
Just that much information. Just a little bit of information coming in, not a lot. Hadn't maybe done my own research yet.
Well, what about the story of Eli Manning knowing him from a high school past the camp? Is that something that you guys tapped into Manning with some information?
Not really. You're going to make your own observations. Obviously, that human interest story part of it, same school, was an attractive thing. But it took a while even to get to realize that. So the evaluation process obviously was totally about the young man.
Auburn wide receiver Sammy Coates, podium C.
Training facilities where the guys are really kind of training specifically for the drills. How is that affected, if at all, like the evaluation process?
Well, you have total knowledge that they're well groomed, if you will, in the drills that are going to be run, and therefore you're really not that surprised when they do well in them. But the differences are still there. The times are different. The execution of the drills is different. And all those things are recorded and obviously compared.
Does it make you more sort of leery, for lack of a better word, of the so-called maybe workout warriors and making sure you don't?
I think the final analysis comes from the quality of the player and the evaluation on the tape.
Two more questions, please.
Excuse me? I don't know that it's been finalized. I don't know that particular any decision is made along those lines. But
how's it doing physically?
Yeah, he's working his way back, I think.
Connecticut wide receiver Jeremy Davis, table 2. Connecticut wide receiver Jeremy Davis, table 2.
I wouldn't answer that right now.